old-fashioned way of saying kissing?
Smooching.
And when a girl stops letting the boy come over to see her, you say that she...
broke up.
Okay. And he asked her to marry him, but she...
refused.
Or any other way of saying that?
No.
Did you ever hear, threw him over, jilted him, or turned him off, or gave him the sack?
No, part of the Dear John.
Uh-huh.
That's funny.
And you said they were engaged, and all of a sudden she...
she broke up.
And if, you say if they didn't break up, you say they went ahead and got...
married.
Any joking ways of saying got married?
They're hooked.
And at a wedding, the boy that stands up with the groom is...
best man.
And the woman that stands up with the bride...
bridesmaid.
And do you remember hearing about a long time ago, if people in the community would get married, other people would come by their house that night and make a lot of noise, beat off pans or fire off rifles, do things like that? Did you ever hear about that?
Mm-hmm.
Did you ever hear of a chivalry or serenade or...
serenade in Mexico. But it'd be a more of a serenade.
Mm-hmm.
They don't...
What's a serenade like in Mexico?
They go with guitarist around and they sing them songs,
mm-hmm.
you know, and get drunk and yell.
Is that to marry people or just to...
No, that's up to them by themselves. But it usually happens on a birthday.
Mm-hmm.
They come by and sing in the morning or at night.
Uh-huh. And how do you use the words up or down and over talking about location? Like, say if you went to Houston, you'd say, last week I went...
up to Houston.
Why would you say up?
Because it's up.
Because it's north?
Because it's north. Down is south.
Uh-huh. What about over?
I would say north and south would be over, either way, east or west.
What about San Antonio?
It's over there.
Okay. And say if there was trouble at a party, you'd say, the police came and they didn't arrest just one or two of them. They arrested the...
the whole group.
Any other words besides group?
The whole bunch.
And when young people go out in the evening and move around on the floor to music, you call that a...
dancing.
What different kinds of dances did they used to have?
In my time? Or in different times?
Yeah.
Jitterbug, the bebop, the twist, bugaloo. Yeah, the bugaloo. The bunny hop.
Any Mexican dances? People?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. The bamba. The, what's the one you dance with the hat? Mexican hat dance.
The bamba.
No, you don't. No, you don't. You don't dance it with a hat.
Do you hear the copia?
You have, John, I haven't. The what?
Cumbia, something like that.
The cumbia?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. What is it? I don't know. But I've heard of it.
It's some sort of Mexican dance.
Dance. Yeah.
Say if children get out of school at 4 o'clock, you'd say at 4 o'clock school...
is out.
Okay. And after vacation, children would ask, when does school...
start.
And... say a child left home to go to school and didn't show up in school that day. You'd say she...
played hooky.
And you go to school to get
an education.
And after high school, you go to...
college.
And after kindergarten, you go into the...
first grade.
And years ago, children sat on benches, but now they sit at...
desks.
And each child has his own...
desk.
And if you wanted to check out a book, you'd go to the...
library.
And to mail a package.
It's what?
To mail a package.
Oh, to the post office.
And you see a play or a movie at a...
theater.